What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is a Wednesday. It is a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. Sri Islada joins us later in this hour, our KU insider. Get you ready for football next weekend. It is, it is close. It'll be here before we know it. Can't wait until we're sitting here on a Monday, Tommy, recapping a weekend, taking it through the week, getting you ready, preps. God, it is like the anticipation of football, whether you're a bigger college or an NFL fan, like whichever one it is, it's as exciting a time of year as there is. Opening day of baseball, Tommy, is wonderful, but it's like this countdown. You get your fantasy football drafts coming up. You're getting ready for week zero now. So it's even a week earlier, but then those first the first Thursday night NFL game, which, by the way, I've been looking ahead to on some betting. Yes, I've been looking at early lines. And
not going to be that long before we start talking about against the spread and who we like.
Yeah,
and
I know. Next week, we'll do our predictions that we do every year in the NFL. We'll take you through. We'll give you division winners. We'll give you Super Bowl champions, Super Bowl. We'll do all that. We'll do a lot of that next week. We're still cycling through and sort of trying to sort through some things in the NFL as we get ready for that. Some headlines and things we'll get to. If you missed any of Kevin Saul, you can go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app. Good stuff there in the first hour. But what we have left is coming to you. It's What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. The just-announced Kansas Lager Fest. Join WBC along with over a dozen other breweries for samples and the celebration of the crisp, clean brews known as lagers. Go to www.wichitabrew.com to get your tickets now. Now, when you go to a lager fest, to a beer event, Tommy, is it like the wine things where you're supposed to like swirl it and then spit it out? Or I don't think a beer drinking festival is gonna. There ain't anybody in the world subscribe. I don't subscribe to that either. Wine tasting, but no. It's you put on your.
I mean, if you're swirling beer around in your mouth and spitting it out, you're liable to get yourself beat up at one of these events.
That's exactly.
So
right.
I hope you don't do that.
No, I don't do that at the wine place, much less the beer tape. But be careful if you show up. You know, don't bring a wine glass to a beer drinking event. It's like don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Don't bring a wine glass to a beer drinking event. You get yourself into a little bit of trouble. That sounds like a good event, though. We appreciate Wichita Brewing Company for bringing you What's on Tap each and every day here on the show. Some headlines. We mentioned this off the top. James Cook, 4-year deal, $30 million guaranteed. It's funny. We're getting these quote-unquote big running back contracts. They're not anywhere near what wide receivers or quarterbacks or defensive ends or offensive linemen are getting paid, but they're at least getting, you know, deals done. It's such a crazy dynamic. And I don't know, look, it's better than it was a couple of years ago, but the guys who touch the ball offensively as more than anybody besides a quarterback just have, you know, their market value is, even as some of them are getting paid, it's so much lower than the other positions. And I know it's replacement value, but could you have imagined in like the 80s or 90s, telling NFL fans like, yeah, the running back's not really that valued of a position. Like, you're nuts. You're crazy.
Yeah, like we're not going to pay Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders or, you know, any of those guys. It's a different world than it was back then now. I think a lot of it, yeah, I know it's dollar amount, but I think a lot of it is length of contract. The tread on the tires, I mean, and it's shown year after year after year that the physical abuse that a running back takes, especially a bell cow running back, a guy that gets the ball a lot, that like the, you end up with, it's a fairly risky contract if you lock them in for a long period of time. I would say really recently the only running back that has sort of bucked that trend is Derrick Henry, who's been able to be a bell cow running back, stay relatively healthy, and continue to do it year in and year out. But other than that, I mean, I know Saquon Barkley is one of the best, if not the best in the NFL, but it's not like he's been in the league for 10 years yet, you know, to be able to prove that theory. So I think that that's a huge reason why we're not seeing these huge contracts for running backs. It's not even necessarily the amount of money. It's about the length of the contract.
Well, it is. And what I think is so interesting, and you're going to roll your eyes at this, but this is sort of what I'm, like when it gets to like paying Micah Parsons or paying J.J. Watt or some of these guys, are you really going to tell me that Micah Parsons is more than 2 times more valuable than Saquon Barkley? Because that's the contract he's commanding. And my answer to that would be absolutely not. No chance would I be interested in paying a defensive end $45 million a year. Because some of the most impactful players, like to me, it's quarterback and quarterback only. And then everywhere else, I've got to be looking for value. So when I see some of these other positions and the contracts they get, like even offensive linemen, okay, that's protecting the quarterback, right? Fine. If you need to get to that level, okay. But these trends, like these edge rushers, these wide receivers, man, I don't know. Like at some point, I think they price out their true impact. And we're talking about a salary cap too, right? You've got only so much you can use, which is of course a big piece of it. If we didn't have a salary cap, it'd be like, well, yeah, pay everybody off. But when you have to, like, I'm looking at this as seeing, you know, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry. They're the three highest paid running backs. Is it a coincidence that those are the three favorites for a Super Bowl this year? Also inside the top six is Josh Jacobs. Aaron Jones got a free agent deal. He's up there. So outside of Kamara, right, who got his deal a while ago when the Saints were still good, Jonathan Taylor, depending on what you think of the Colts, like the top 5 or 6 guys are all on good teams. I'm trying to look at those kinds of trends, right? Like these teams investing in that position, if they find the right player, of course, it pays off for them. Look at the pass rusher, T.J. Watt, Max Crosby, Miles Garrett. They all play for crap teams. No offense to those teams.
Who's the anomaly? What team's the anomaly? It's the Chiefs, right? Like there's not
sure.
They're not investing a ton of money in the running back room, and they're a Super Bowl favorite too. So I mean, it just kind of it goes to show there's a bunch of different ways to skin a cat.
There are.
At the end of the day, I don't even know if I necessarily like the comparison of Micah Parsons versus Saquon Barkley for value and contract. I almost would rather have the conversation, is Micah Parsons 4 times more valuable than James Cook is? I mean, James Cook just signed that contract for $12 million a year, and what Micah Parsons wants is about 4 times that. And so I would almost rather assess that. Like, would you rather have James Cook at running back for the Bills Or would you rather have Micah Parsons at defensive end for the Cowboys at four times that contract? And honestly, I think I'd rather have Micah Parsons at four times. And it's nothing against James Cook, but they've got, Josh Allen, they've got a great offense regardless if they have James Cook out there or not, where the Cowboys absolutely, in my opinion, have to have Micah Parsons on the field.
Okay, I've done this before, and I can't remember if I've done it here, so bear with me for just a second. I'm going to give you a list of the highest paid defensive linemen, and remember that Parsons wants to be the highest, but TJ Watt, Miles Garrett, Daniil Hunter, Max Crosby, Nick Bosa, Josh Hines Allen, Brian Burns, Montez Sweat. Okay, you're looking at Steelers, Browns, Texans, Raiders, 49ers, Jaguars, Giants, Bears. Those are and like maybe the 49ers. None of those other teams are going to win a Super Bowl. None of them. I think the replacement value is being overhyped on these. And look, these NFL teams know more than I do, and every team is different. But when I go back and I think about the Patriots, man, Bill Belichick was not paying wide receivers, and he was not paying defensive ends like this. He was finding lots of players to rotate in those spots. He was paying his quarterback. He was paying his offensive line. So I just Chris Jones is the ultimate outlier in all of this for me, but he's not an edge rusher. He affects every play. He's in effect on every single play. Run, pass, doesn't matter. He's coming up the middle. If I want to get away from Micah Parsons, I'm going to design something the other direction. So now it's $45 million for a guy that is easy to play call around to some degree. And I'm not saying edge rushers aren't valuable. It's just like, are they that much more valuable than replacement value? When you're talking about how to best utilize the money you have under a salary cap, give me the highly, and I don't like James Cook as the example because I think he was a little touchdown dependent. But give me Christian McCaffrey, right? At whatever his number is. Give me Christian McCaffrey at 19 a year. When he's on the field, I think he's far more impactful on almost every play that they run.
On all of those teams you just mentioned, though, and the ones that have the highest paid defensive linemen, how many of them have Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks? That becomes the ultimate question. And
exactly.
I might be forgetting a couple of the teams you mentioned, but none of them really stood out. Maybe the Niners with Brock Purdy, but none of them stood out to me as, oh yeah, like they've got a fantastic quarterback as well. I mean, that becomes a more important question. And I think that plays in a really large way to the Micah Parsons situation because they've committed all this money for Dak Prescott. Does anybody really believe Dak Prescott is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback? Because I certainly don't.
Hold that thought. Let's come back because I think that's a really good point. Maybe not even for the reason you tried to make it, but to me it is. Let's come back with it. It's Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Castor on a Wednesday.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, we're back, everybody, on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday here on Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Caster. If you want to win some HTO, text the keyword T right now to 20357. That'll get you a free cup of iced tea, more than 25 flavors to choose from. At East Wichita, West Wichita, or Derby. Again, just text the keyword T to 20357. Good luck, everybody. Man, what a great time to be alive. We're talking football, Tommy. We're talking all kinds of fun stuff here. You got that look in your eye.
Well, I can't believe that we haven't even talked about Travis Kelce's photo shoot for GQ. Oh. Did you see that?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about Taylor Swift. Is that the one? He looks like he's in like a bear costume.
He's in a bear costume. He's holding an alligator. Looks like he's in a swamp. There's one where he's got a big old snake wrapped around his neck. It's more power to him. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Look, it's Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, or it's Bear Costume Wednesday. I'm clearly a style guru, so it's fine. It's good. I'm happy that he's on GQ, and I'm happy that Taylor Swift's on their podcast talking about her album and whatever else. I am. I'll go and I'll check the clip. They usually send the clips out. Maybe I'll listen to it at some point. I think it's interesting. If she hadn't done an interview in that long, apparently she hasn't, that she's on there and, you know, taking care of her boo. That's very sweet of her.
Taking care of her boo. That's fine. You can use that phrase if you want. I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, listen, I'm not going to take it. You know, I'll say what I want. Okay. If I called my wife my boo, she'd punch me in the face.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll say it here in safety, in the safety of these spaces. Austin asks, how much does Micah Parsons improve the Cowboys? Do I see them as a playoff team? Yes, I see them as a playoff team. No, I don't see them as a Super Bowl team. how much does he improve the Cowboys? He's a great player. He's one of the best pass rushers in the league. I think he improves them a great deal, but I don't think he improves them enough to win a Super Bowl. I think that, you know, the problem for me in all of this isn't that I really like Micah Parsons, actually. I think he's awesome. It's just not the right fit for those resources to me. And you brought up a really good point with Dak Prescott. All those teams in common, when you asked about those edge rushers, one of those quarterbacks is getting paid premier money, and he's not even premier money. Brock Purdy's kind of, you know, he did get his new deal, though. So he's getting paid, let's call it. And his new deal put him at, looks about, you know, ninth, I think, in the league. You've got Aaron Rodgers, who's playing for $14 million this year. So that's kind of irrelevant. But when you look up and down the teams that are having to now pay their quarterbacks the big, big money, you know what's really funny, Tommy? You know the team that's up there? There's two. The Browns are paying Deshaun Watson that kind of money to not be their quarterback. And the other one is the Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence. You've got Josh Hines Allen is just under $30 million a year. I believe he's now number six on the list. So there, I do think there is a correlation. You know, people talk about rookie quarterbacks and those little contracts and all that. There, you're not seeing success drawn into paying that position this top money, because most of the teams that are truly in contention are paying quarterbacks a huge number, including the Cowboys with Dak Prescott, who, by the way, are paying their quarterback more than any team in football. That's the correlation. That it does not make sense to me for them to also, you're gonna be talking about $105 million of your cap space going to two players. And that is not a formula to win a Super Bowl. It's just not. And then if you threw in CeeDee Lamb, it's even worse.
I get that correlation, and I think that there is some truth to that. But that being said, I've said it before and I'll say it again, that because the Cowboys committed all this money to Dak Prescott, you're locked into winning now. Like, had they not done this when they did it with Dak, then they could have kicked the can down the road a little bit.
And they shouldn't have.
They shouldn't have signed Dak Prescott to the contract that they did, because you're locked in. Now, it's not a rebuilding time now. Like, I know he's got multiple years on this contract, but if you sign him and you pay him all this money, the 2025-2026 season, and then you go and you move away from Micah Parsons and your team in the short term gets worse, yeah, maybe you're building up draft capital and you're trying to rebuild, and a couple of years down the line, Dak is still under contract and you have a new team and you've been able to use the assets you received in return for Micah Parsons to be better down the road. But at least in the short term, you're throwing that money down the drain, essentially, by paying Dak Prescott when you did. And yeah. I've said it before that whether or not it's the right decision competitively to re-sign Micah Parsons and give him the contract that he wants, whether or not competitively it's the right decision, the Cowboys have painted themselves into a corner where I feel like they kind of have to. Like, they kind of have to pay him now.
I don't think they have to. It gets back to the question Austin asked. Does anybody think the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl this year? Do we see them as a Super Bowl contender? Anybody? No, crickets, right? They're not good enough yet. So if they're not good enough yet, Dak's not as old as people think he is. Like, if you're not good enough yet, then get better next year, right? Make yourself a Super Bowl contender. They're not good enough with Parsons. So if Parsons is going to command the money that you know hamstrings you further, then go get maximum value for him.
You're throwing the money away that you already paid Dak for this season.
Well, but it's not, they're not going to be bad this season. I mean, if you don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl, you could say they're throwing it away either way, right? I don't think Micah Parsons is going to put them over the edge to a Super Bowl. I do think that there's a much better chance if you gave a really good drafting team some extra high draft capital and more money to spend, don't don't misunderstand. They don't spend their money well. But I'm saying the better chance for them with Dak Prescott as their quarterback to win a Super Bowl is to have two or three players and not one, and some free agency money to go see if they can find a running back to get three or four more defensive players out there. Micah Parsons isn't going to cure this defense. It probably isn't going to be that good. Matt Eberflus is a really good defensive coordinator, so we'll see. But I think this is where the Cowboys are getting hung up the most. Like, you have to have a real... Now, Jerry Jones always thinks they're capable of winning the Super Bowl. And look, they're going to be better than they're getting. I've told you that, right? I've already think they're the most undervalued team in the win totals markets and all those things. Doesn't mean I think they're going to win a Super Bowl, but I think they're pretty good. But I don't think Micah Parsons is the difference between a Super Bowl or not. So give me two or three draft picks, some money in my pocket, and I think it's a better opportunity to get over the edge than to pay Micah Parsons $45 million a year.
I think that we can have this hand-wringing and talking about what the Cowboys should do, shouldn't do. You know, they're going to re-sign him. Jerry Jones is not going to trade Micah Parsons. I would be absolutely floored if Micah Parsons is not playing for the Cowboys this season. I would be floored.
Jimmy Johnson was behind the Herschel Walker trade. That's the one that old school Cowboys fans point at is a transcendent moment in the franchise's history. They had this opportunity with Walker and they took it, but that was a Jimmy Johnson thing. I understand where you're coming from. I don't even think I disagree with you. My opinion is they shouldn't do it. I think there's a better chance they sign him than don't sign him. I just am not sure I believe it comes this year because I think his value is at $45 million now, and I think it's going to be no higher than that at the end of the season. There's just, to me, there's no incentive for the Cowboys to do it now. They've already waited too long. So now you might as well just wait till the end of this year and see if he's healthy, see his production, and go from there. Like, what's Micah Parsons going to do? Walk away from $24 million and the chance to reach free agency? He's not going to do either of those things. He's going to play. So I'd rather him play for $24 million than $45.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you enjoy like thinking about numbers and contracts and working the salary cap and all of that, there is a phenomenal article that's out on ESPN.com from Bill Barnwell where he talks about the bungled contract negotiations from the Cowboys with Prescott, with CeeDee Lamb, with Micah Parsons, and what they could have done. And the timing of different things, and had it been timed better, the amount of money they could have saved and all
that. Nauseating.
You know, Dak Prescott, the Cowboys could have saved about $40 million on his deal overall.
I'll give him a hall pass on Dak because Dak did have a contract. They already did it once.
But the timing of it, I know that he held out and everything, but like it could have been executed in a much better way. With the Micah Parsons deal, they could have signed him to a deal. They could have negotiated with him before the 2024 season, and they didn't. They just paid him in the final year of his rookie deal. They didn't do that. They just exercised the fifth-year option because they were too busy working with Prescott and Lamb. And had they actually prioritized Micah Parsons a year earlier, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. They didn't do it. They just exercised. And I get it. Like, they wanted to save money in the final year because they're tying up all this money with Dak and CD and all of that. But they didn't prioritize Micah Parsons a year ago. And it's ultimately going to cost them a significant amount of money. Had they negotiated with him a season earlier, they probably would have saved quite a bit of money.
Jerry Jones is good at some things as an owner. The worst thing he is as an owner is a contract navigator, to me, in my opinion. That's the, like, of all the things, that's the thing he's the worst at.
And by the way, real quick, the final note on the Micah Parsons thing, in my opinion, is that even though they triggered the fifth and the fifth year option on his rookie contract, they still could have gotten a deal done as soon as the season ended. And they could have gotten ahead of guys like Max Crosby and Miles Garrett and TJ Watt, like these guys that signed. Had they gotten ahead of it, they would have saved more money that way too, but they didn't. They sat on their hands.
Crazy. John asks if we saw the news that the Royals have apparently made the deal to own the old Sprint site. Yes, I did see the news. So I think, and it's a really good question. I'm glad you brought it up, John, because it is out there. I don't know what to make of it, though. is kind of the problem I'm having with it. They essentially, it sounds like, from what I can tell, there was a group that owned the land that had a tough financial spot, and this group that's affiliated with the Royals basically took it off their hands. I don't think for a second that means that's where a new Royals stadium is going. I don't. It could, though, and that's what has people very interested and ears perked up. Well, now they already basically have some land they could put it if they decided to. So I think it's more of a transactional thing. I think it's more of a timing thing on that specific piece of real estate. But it gives them an option because they could always turn around and sell it, right? It doesn't bind them to putting a stadium there, but it gives them an option. And I think it's of interest for sure on this side of the state line. Now, I would also tell you, my personal opinion, I do not want to see these stadiums in two different places and two different star bonds not feed into one development area. I think at that point you are stretching the capabilities of a star bond pretty thin if you're not getting one big district to try and attack that. Now, I'm willing to be very wrong about that. I'd really need to see some data and some numbers, but I can't imagine putting it all in one place. To me, that would be more likely to get a true financial repayment versus two different areas, just because the cost around the area is going to be high then twice instead of once. One set of restaurants, one set of, you know, some, and different cities have done this in different ways. Like, I've brought the example up because it feels like this is what's coming if it comes over to Kansas, of what they did in Arlington, right? They built an entertainment district basically in between and around two new stadiums, AT&T Stadium where the Cowboys play and the new Rangers Stadium. There are other cities, though, that do them in completely different areas, too. So more than one way to skin a cat, right? Like, I think there's other, yeah. But for Kansas, to me, it makes more sense to get them in the same area. And if this were to happen,
that wouldn't be the case. I mean, it would be the Royals and nothing else, in at least in that area. I remember almost three months ago, when the news came out that the Royals affiliate had acquired the note for that campus and basically, I think, kept it out of foreclosure and all of that. I think from what I can tell, this seems to be the next step in that. It doesn't solidify anything, but I remember saying on this program when that happened, to me, I think the Royals, even though they've been kept at an arm's length from this and it's been an affiliate of theirs, quote unquote, doing all of this, I know that they're you know, keeping their options open and they're trying to cast a wide net to figure it out. To me, I think we're another step forward in that process of having the Overland Park Royals when it's all said and done.
Yeah, here's the other part of it I think that's of note. I think if the Chiefs decided to stay and the appetite for the Royals in Missouri isn't as high, this would then become a good option for only the Royals and not both. I think that would be something to watch too. Now you'd be, you know, in a situation. And the other part that makes this so hard, and we've talked to them on 12 News too. We talked to these, there's a market now for these economists to evaluate these stadium deals. And you hear from them every time one of these are done. I think it will it repay the star bond? And it's always like dollars and cents, X's and O's. No, it's not going to generate that amount of money, but there's so much more that goes into it to the benefit of the state. That's why when you have pretty smart in state, in local government, like you get usually very successful people that are generally just like trying. There's no glamour in luxury in being a state politician. Like, these are people that generally have been pretty successful at whatever it is that they do. And they kind of generally agree on this one. It's because of the jobs that come in. It's because of the income that comes in from salaries and all these. There's a ton of components that'll be outside of the star bond when you talk about the benefit of the state. So when I hear some economist that gets interviewed that's like, it'll be a $2 billion baseball stadium and the star bond will only generate $500 million. Like, okay, with that specific piece of the tax, yes, but that does that. Like, how about the construction work that comes over? How about the income tax that comes over? And I also don't think the Royals are putting a roof on their stadium, so I don't think it's going to cost $2 billion. But just keep that in mind, too. And I'm a skeptic. Don't get me wrong. I'm a skeptic on this stuff. But it's a unique opportunity, or you wouldn't have pretty universal agreement from bipartisan, you know, a situation like that. But we've got our eye on it, John. Thank you for bringing that up. There's some news with the KU donation front, Tommy, and we'll get to this when we get to Shreyas on the other side, but it sounds like David Booth is believed, according to Pete Thamel, to have donated $300 million.
Yeah, that's correct.
And they just got another big one, too, in the last couple of weeks, and I think this is different than that. They just got a huge donation in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, I know Travis Goff was teasing a massive gift a few weeks ago. I think maybe he was teasing this to be the announcement. This came out just a few moments ago, and we'll get Shreyas Lotta's take on this on the other side of the break. But according to Pete Thamel from ESPN, Kansas has received an unprecedented $300 million gift from David Booth. It is believed to be among the largest single gifts in the history of college athletics.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And welcome in. It is another Insider interview with our KU Insider, Shreyas Lotta. And I see that Shreyas forgot his Hawaiian shirt again today. That's all right. That's okay. Well, there's always next week. Shreyas, welcome in. You can find Shreyas's work all over the KC Star. He's KU beat reporter for the Star. You can follow him on X at SHRE98. Shreyas, it is football time. I mean, we've got a game next weekend. I still am having a hard time wrapping my head around that. KU's 12.5 point favorite. Some of us have been looking ahead to those kinds of things. So expected to do fairly well against Fresno State. What have you seen from practice and what are your early takeaways and expectations here for KU?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited for the season to start. I think there's going to be a lot of question marks that I have on the defensive side of the ball. I think the big thing for me is how good is the secondary? Obviously, they have to replace Kobe and Mello, guys who are all Big 12 level players. I think that's the biggest question to me is how good the secondary is. And another question is Jalen Daniels what he looked like in the second half of last season? It seems like he's gotten the chance to work out with receivers a lot more this year. You know, he had the knee surgery in February, but, you know, he brought in a lot of the receiving room to California to work out with them for a couple of days back in July. And, you know, Lance Leipold has gushed about him and how well he's looked at camp. So I think there's some optimism there that, you know, there won't be another kind of a slow start from him like there was last year. I'm excited to see what the new look wide receiver room looks like. We've heard a lot about guys like Emmanuel Henderson, Canty, Cam Pickett, et cetera. I want to see if the hype is warranted and worth it. And, you know, obviously the running back room is going to be fun to watch because Highshaw and Williams are not Devin Neal, but, you know, let's see if they can do 80 or 90% of what Devin Neal gave Kansas the last couple of years. There's a lot of questions I have for this team just because it's a new team, but I feel optimistic if I'm a KU fan, you know, that they're in a good shot to be a bowl team if things don't go terribly awry like they did last year.
I think one of the things I'm most interested in keeping an eye on, and you mentioned his name a moment ago, and that's Daniel Highshaw. He has been a bulldozer in his time in a Jayhawks uniform, but the knock on him has been his inability to stay fully healthy. I think because of the way that he runs and you know, just bulldozes over everybody. What do you think it's going to take for him to, I know you said 80 or 90% of what Devin Neal can do, but it's kind of, I mean, I would imagine he's running back one, right? Like, what's it going to take for him to be able to have success this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the offensive line is a little new look offensive line. There's still positions kind of being fought over, like right tackle, guard, et cetera. I think those things are important. But, you know, one thing with Kansas is no matter who they seem to bring in the offensive line, after the first few weeks, they look like they've been playing together for a long time. Last year, we saw that. So I think that's going to be a big thing in Highshaw's success is the offensive line being, you know, kind of fully gelling together and going from there. But I also, he needs to stay healthy. Like you said, we've seen him, what he can offer. He's a bulldozer. I expect him to be RB1 for Kansas this year. I expect him to be the guy who gets majority of the carries. But I don't think it'll be like, you know, what Devin Neal was getting, you know, like, I think it'll be a little less than that. And I think it'll be a little more even out because LeSean Williams is a good back as well, but because they know Daniel Hyshaw's health is a concern. And they're just, you know, obviously Devin Neal and Hyshaw are very different backs. But you're hoping, you know, you can get a 800 plus yard season out of Hyshaw, and some chances to catch the ball, out of the backfield as a screener or be good blocker as well. I think he is going to be probably given the most opportunities ever been gotten or had the chance to have at Kansas since he arrived.
Should we all be buying into the Emmanuel Henderson hype, Shreyas? We know he's really fast, but I think he's probably, correct me if I'm wrong, gotten the most buzz in camp of the new guys we didn't know before.
Yeah, I think this is the most hype I've seen around a player, not named Devin Neal or Jalen Daniels, in my 2.5 seasons of covering Kansas football. I think he has lived up to expectations in fall camp so far. I think we need to see it play out in the actual games. But I think there should be a level of hype because this is a guy that played in the SEC. He just couldn't find himself up the depth chart in Alabama, so that means he must have been pretty good to get recruited at Alabama first place. And I was talking to some friends who went to Alabama, and I know they had mentioned he was pretty good in special teams. He looked good in limited snaps of playing wide receiver. I know there was a feel that they didn't necessarily want to lose him. And that's a team like Alabama that's perennial SEC championship contender every year. So I presume he has an opportunity to be the best wide receiver Kansas has had in a long time. I need to see it to believe it a little bit, but I think the hype is warranted. The first couple games will give us a good preview of if it's real or not.
Next week on the show, we'll really get into depth in that week zero matchup against Fresno State and talk about matchups and all of that. However, there is a little bit of news about Fresno State this week. They named their starting quarterback. The son of Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, E.J. Warner, will be the starting quarterback for Fresno State in the week zero matchup against Kansas. He's no slouch of a quarterback. He's well-traveled. He's been around for a long time. What do we know about him, and how do you think the Jayhawks, leading up to this game for the rest of this week and into next week, will need to prepare for him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran quarterback. He's played at different stops along the way in his college journey. He's a guy that I think Kansas knows they have to prepare for because there is plenty of tape on him out there. I think they know what is at stake. I mean, this is the first game, the newly renovated booth, you know, happening. They have to win this game, not to sit there and say you have to win the game, but I think this is as much of a must win as anything because, you know, this isn't your, you know, usual week one or week zero opponent that Kansas plays. This is Fresno State. They're going to give you a little bit of a battle. And there's an opportunity there for Kansas to come out and make a statement. Even if they are 12.5 point favorites, they can win by more, even better. And I expect them to prepare like, you know, it's a conference game because the reality of the situation is they have to win because the support hinges on them winning this game. As we saw last year, by week five, week six, I think a lot of people were tired of Kansas losing the way they were losing. And I think something I'm paying attention to right now is they still haven't sold out the first game against Fresno State. So I'm sure they will. That's not an issue. But, you know, it's important to win in opportunities like this because fan support can be fickle depending on how good or bad Kansas football looks.
That's interesting. They just get Shreyas Lotta, our KU beat reporter, our KU insider, beat reporter for the KC Star, joining us. We just see the reports, a $300 million gift from David Booth to help partly with the renovations there. I think it's obviously significant. We've seen some of the things happening around the country. We've seen what's happened at Texas Tech, for instance, this offseason. This could be a big benefit to the program and at least fill the coffers to make sure they're where they need to be with the salary cap, I would assume, for a little while.
No, absolutely. I think this is a humongous donation. I had a feeling a donation was coming. I didn't think it'd be $300 million, but you know, I think this is huge. This is something that you know, a lot of people, if there was fear of phase two not starting after the season, it probably assuages those fears a little bit. And I think it's big to get it from David Booth, the guy whose name is attached to everything, it seems like, in Kansas Athletics, because that shows the, you know, confidence he has in KU football, the confidence he has in KU Athletics. And it's exactly what I think Kansas needed to kind of show out there and show the, you know, season ticket holders, show the fans that come to games that, hey, our biggest donor is giving us $300 million. You guys don't have to give us that, but maybe you can give us a little bit to donate to make the new stadium phase two happen after season and you know, everything else surrounding it.
Yeah, I had another main thought. I mean, first thought was, yeah, like this should help complete the entire project where, I mean, because I think people forget it's not done. Like they only did phase one of the renovated booth. And so this should help complete it. But then number two, my other major thought was, what a win for Travis Goff. And I think that it shows David Booth as the main prime donor for this university's athletic department, how much faith he has in the guy leading athletics. And that's obviously Travis Goff.
No, 100%. Travis has done a tremendous job in that sense of, you know, getting money raised, picking the right coaches. There hasn't been a lot of missteps in Travis's tenure, and you know, that's commendable and props to him for that. And you know, I've had great relationship with him. He's always given me the opportunity to kind of talk to him when I've had questions. So I always appreciate that transparency as a reporter.
It's an interesting time. They have never needed the money in different places more than right now. I can't imagine how relieving that is. I don't know how long that lasts or how far that stretches. But we'll see. Shreyas, any other news we need to know about on the basketball front? Things have been quiet there. It's a quiet time of the year.
Yeah, nothing new on the basketball front. I think the players coming to campus Monday and back for, I mean, really this weekend to come back for school and get back to the groove of things. We're getting ready for Lawrence to be filled up again and excited for football season to start and getting in the groove of things.
We all are. Shreyas Latta, our KU insider. You'll find all his work at the KC Star. Get acclimated. Here we go. Next week, we will be in like official game preview mode. And then we go at that point. Can't wait.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
There goes Shreyas Latta. Tommy, we're here. We are. Yeah. Could you imagine in all the turmoil and uncertainty of the changes in college athletics, just knowing you got 300 million coffers to get you by?
Yeah. Well, and again, I think people, again, like that, I think they forget that the project is not done. There's still, it's the east side of the stadium. It's still the original
and all the stuff around
Memorial
it.
Stadium. Like that's all the same. And so that hasn't been renovated yet. And they're going to need money in the coffers to be able to get that done in the entire Gateway District. I think you cannot overstate how good of a job Travis Goff has done as athletic director at Kansas. And it's a far cry in comparison to the laughingstock of athletic director that the Jayhawks had in Jeff Long prior to Travis Goff and all of the drama and controversy and the Les Miles turmoil. I mean, you could say the same thing about Lance Leipold too, but what Travis Goff has done in elevating Kansas athletics in his tenure, I think this shows the level of faith that a guy like David Booth has in Travis Goff.
He's let Bill Self handle basketball, which is great. And he's focused on football and he's kept Lance Leipold and all these things, which has been great too. I agree. All right. That does it for a Wednesday. A lot of guests, a lot of fun. We want to thank Prairie Fire Coffee for their support of the program here and all across the Odyssey family. We want to thank Crestview Country Club. It is never a better time right now as you get into the changing season to call Todd over at Crestview. If you've ever thought about it, you could probably get a little wiggle room there. Give Crestview a call. Ask them about their memberships. Tommy and I love it out there. We'll see you out there. Tommy, tomorrow we got Fitz coming in. Football season's next week.
Fingers crossed that we can be talking about a Royals sweep after day baseball today. Looking forward to having that conversation, too.
You will hear the game. Coverage begins at 1 o'clock right here on KFH. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.